TanCast does not represent the stand-up of Tim Babb.
These conversations are raw, explicit,
and contain adult themes and content.
This podcast is not recommended for younger listeners or anyone.
Have you seen that thing where Adele gets a call from Lionel Richie?
Hello.
Hello.
Because Adele has that new song, Hello. And so, like, it's Lionel Richie, and he's holding the phone, and then it's Adele in her video, and she opens up her phone, and Lionel Richie goes, oh, no, sorry. Adele goes, hello. And Lionel Richie goes, hello, is it me? And then they cut to Adele, and she just closes her phone. and then Lionel Richie looks all dejected.
Oh.
Tim.
Andy.
Noah.
TanCast.
Hi, I'm Tim Babb, an extremely obscure stand-up comedian. I started this podcast because I thought it might be interesting to find out what makes a comedian laugh. In my case, it's my two old roommates, Andy and Noah. They're not comedians, but they always used to make me laugh. But now we don't live together anymore. So, we decided we'd do this podcast every week and try and make each other laugh and record it so maybe you make a few of you laugh as well.
This week, Noah celebrates his birthday, I miscalculate the catering for my son's baptism, and Andy's son gets glitter in his eye. And when you hear the sound...
Hello.
Hello.
That means we've put a link to whatever we were just talking about in the show notes. Okay, let's start the show.
TanCast.
Hello, and welcome to TanCast.
We do this shit every week.
Except the weeks we don't.
Click.
Although this week, two episodes for your ears. Yeah.
Oh.
So you got this one, and if you look on your feed, there's another bonus episode, me and Noah talking about Spectre.
Ooh. Did it have any Navy SEALs?
Not a single one.
No Navy SEALs?
No Navy SEALs.
What a fucking rip.
Wait, there's no Navy SEALs.
Okay.
Oh, by the way, I'm Tim, the T in TanCast.
I'm Andy, the A in TanCast.
I'm Noah, the N in TanCast, recording in the historic TanCast Studios.
What the shit? You said that last night.
Because it's true.
There's nothing historic about your studio.
Historic. Don't you worry about my studio.
I'm not worried about it.
I'm the only one who has lived in the same place the entire time that we've been doing TanCast. This is the historic TanCast Studios.
Oh.
Andy, how do you know I really moved?
I've never been to your new place.
Or my old place.
Yes, I've been to your old place.
You've been to his old... You saw his house?
I saw his house.
You did?
I did. Oh, we haven't talked about that on TanCast yet.
No. We also haven't done any Tan Laughs yet.
Oh,
let's
this
do
is
that.
True. Let's do one of those two things.
The Angelo Bowers Memorial Tan Laugh Segment.
Guys, thank you so much.
People don't tell jokes the way they used to. I used to hear jokes all the time. I heard them from the barber, from the waitress at the cafe. I never hear them now. I don't know why.
Tan laughs.
All my tan laughs are from Tyler. Like, I don't think I have a single non-Tyler tan laugh. Sky's getting it done.
Should we just call it Ty Laughs?
Oh, wait.
Tyler's.
There's one from Scott. All right, so you guys have a Scott option. I'm going to grab a Tyler one.
All right, I'm going to wait for my browser to wake back up again, so go ahead.
Wait, this isn't a tan laugh. That's just a listener email. Oh, because I'm in listener email. Jackass.
Oh, that'd do it.
Oh, well, now there's stuff from all sorts of people.
Maybe it's those 11,000 emails that get in the way.
Noah is very bothered by the fact that I have 11,000 unchecked emails.
It's so weird because it's such a thing now. It's like you're not the only one. I see it all the time.
All right, this one's from Jonathan.
Hello, my name is Jonathan.
Oh, okay.
I'm channeling a Jonathan.
You're channeling a Jonathan?
Yes.
Can I?
He's like, I don't sound like that. Just get on with the joke.
Two blondes are in a river holding fishing poles. Wait a minute. Noah read this. Yep. Doesn't he know there are steelheads in the river?
Yep.
It was a smart, dumb blonde joke.
All right. I think we've done this one. Damn it. Well, I'll do it real super quick. This is from Chelsea. Is it Chelsea or Kelsey? Two fish in a tank. One says, I'll drive, you man the gun.
I don't think we have done that.
All right.
Although I just did hear a version of that on one of those Prairie Home Companion joke shows.
Ah, yes.
All right, well then this one's from Vreg. Hello, Tancast. The only reason why I send in jokes to is to hear my name on a podcast that gives my ego just enough boost to make it through another week.
Oh, that's a lot of responsibility, Fred. I don't think we're up for that. Next!
Well, apparently I should only read one of these at a time in case he can't send them in next week.
Okay.
No, I'm going to read them all.
All right, do it.
Who is Germany's favorite monster during Oktoberfest?
Godzilla.
Birkenstein.
Frank und Stein.
Ooh, nice.
Oh, Franks, because they're sausages.
Sausages.
I could go for some sausages.
I got some sausages for you right here.
That was not what I meant. Oh. What does a Japanese man get when his lover refuses to pleasure him and then gets drunk all night? Oh, dear.
I don't know.
Brew balls.
Oh, no. Shouldn't it be brew bars?
Yes, it should be. But what are you going to do? And it's spelled brew like a brew, like because he got drunk all night?
Yeah.
All right. Just want to make sure we're all on the same page.
I thought that the lover was the one getting drunk all night. I'm like, that's really specific. I'm like, surprise anal?
What do dead Vikings get when they don't brush their teeth?
Tartar.
That would be pirates.
Tartar.
Okay.
I don't know.
Dead Vikings.
Valhalitosis.
Oh.
That'd do it. Yep.
And now for some Noah's cock jokes. Noah's cock is so big.
How big is it?
That it slides, that its sides are strewn with the corpses of people who failed to climb it.
Everest is a morbid fucking place.
Indeed. Noah's cock is so big.
How big is it?
That on clear nights you can see it near the horizon line, just sitting there.
All right.
Noah's cock is so big.
How big is it?
That not even Superman can leap over it in a single bound.
Oh, back when Superman was limited to jumping, like Hulk. Like a fucking caveman.
Hey, okay, here's the one to close it out.
Right.
Noah's cock is so big.
How big is it?
That you can tell what kind of neighborhood you're in simply by looking at the quality of the graffiti on its sides. Well done, Fred. Well done. There's your ego for you. I know Fred was doing comedy. I hope he does how big is my cock jokes in there because he writes good ones.
I hope he does how big is Noah's cock jokes and just nobody fucking gets it. Who is this Noah? These are funny, but I don't get this.
Why is his cock so big?
Because you don't get a cock like this from not eating. Actual quote from Noah while he finished my leftovers.
That makes it better.
Oh.
Ooh.
Do I have? Is there other jokes?
What do you want about?
I'm trying to see if there's any jokes that people sent in that we haven't read.
Let's look. Well, there's. Is this Eric?
Do I have that one? Let's see, Eric.
No. What? This should have been listener email, not in Tan Laughs.
Stupid Tim.
I suspect this is all being cut out of the show.
No, this is the best shit. The best
all right, shit. I just looked up some jokes.
Highest,
boom.
The tightest.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Noah.
Why is air a lot like sex?
Because if you have sex, you breathe.
Because when you don't have any?
Because it's no big deal unless you're not getting any.
Ha-ha! Skibble wibble dibble.
Ooh, let's see what this one is. Classic booty call. I didn't know angels could fly so low.
Oh, that's a backhanded compliment.
Mom and Dad were trying to console Susie, whose dog Skipper had recently died. You know, Mom said, it's not so bad. Skipper's probably up in heaven right now having a grand old time with God. Susie stopped crying and asked, what would God want with a dead dog?
Awful.
I will end on that.
Nailed it.
Oh, kids are so funny. Hey, by the way, guys, I'm wearing alpaca socks. Just letting you guys know.
Oh, how the alpacas feel about you taking their socks?
I mean, I think they're okay with it. Huh? They seemed happy.
No spitting?
Happy as a little girl?
I could base on little girls, but they seem happy.
It's just springtime.
They didn't spit on me.
Good. That's always a good sign.
I think so. So, guys.
Yeah?
How was your weeks?
How the fuck was everyone's week? Was it good times or was it bleak? We'll find out on our very next segment. How was your motherfucking week?
Decent. Mostly.
Mine was good. Oh, we haven't talked since Halloween.
We have not talked since Halloween.
This is Halloween. This is Halloween. Halloween.
And Noah's birthday.
This is Noah's birthday. This is Noah's birthday. 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 Birthday.
It's Jack Skellington, the king of Noah's birthday town. What's this? What's this? And Noah's eating cake. What's this? That's about it. What's this?
Also ate some curry.
I thought he strokes it's long. His cock is long. It's huge. It's massive. Can't get another word in there. Fuck it.
Good effort, that, Andy. Good effort.
Petered
good
out. Hustle.
You also eat Thai food? Is that what you're going to say?
I ate some curried. Some curried potatoes, I think, that my sibling made. Pretty good. Pretty good.
All right.
So I didn't really... I mean, I think I've talked about this before. Like, if when you have to plan your own birthday, I'm just like, I'll just not really do anything.
Yep.
It's like I don't want to put in the effort. So I walked around San Francisco with a friend. We probably walked about 10 miles, I think. And we ate some food, and then we saw The Martian, which is pretty good. The book, I mean, it's interesting just watching the movie after you briefly read the book, and there's stuff to do that they don't explain. There's one big thing that they tell him to do, and then they never explain why he does it in the book to do. And they just, like, I don't know if there was, like, an extra scene. They decided to cut it for time. But, yeah, like, do this thing. And it's, like, you wouldn't do that thing unless there's a reason to it. So, but in general, it was good. They followed the book pretty closely. They didn't have as many, disasters. Like, in the book, there's a lot of, like, oh, you know, this fucked up or this happened. So now I have to figure out a way. I think they cut a few of those things out for pacing.
Well, movies are always going to be shorter than books.
Yes, yes. Although, unless the movie is Perdition.
Hobbit.
Wait, no, is that what it's called? The Ethan Hawke time travel movie I was talking about.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Predestination.
Predestination, yes.
Yes. I love that you texted me after that. You're like, that was a short story.
Well, but they packed a lot of stuff into that short story.
Yeah, they did.
It's pretty interesting. I'm like, man, they basically covered the big points of the movie in like 10 pages.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, you know, it's just weird. Like, you read other books and they like... They cover, you know, just as much territory, it seems, in, like, much more pages. Like Dan Brown, me and Tim were talking about. Let's just describe everything. I think I was telling Tim, I looked at the bridge version, like the normal version, and the bridge version is, like, half as long. Like, you know, the regular version is, like, 20 hours. The bridge version is, like, 10. I'm like, what did they cut out? Like,
I was like, it's fucking 10 hours of Dan Brown describing the fucking walls.
Yeah.
And there was... paint on the walls that was cracked and peeling, and some of the cracks were very deep. And also, I'm dull.
And also, I only have one story. Oh, the old mentor turns out to be the bad guy, and there's a crazy assassin. And at some point, I will violate physics. Not like, you know, oh my god, nobody knows about this because this is crazy obscure physics, like, you know. What does the Higgs boson do? No. Very simple things like conservation of energy. Things that you learn in your first science class.
When did he violate conservation of energy?
The whole antimatter thing, where he's like, yeah, we made so much antimatter, but like now this is like enough to form a fucking star or some shit like that, or level a city. I'm like, then you would have had to have pumped in twice that amount of energy, plus, you know, energy loss. Because the antimatter that you have is half of the energy that you pumped into this thing. Like, so the mass of the antimatter that you have represents half the energy, because the other half of that energy went off as matter. So you take that antimatter, you mix it back with some regular matter. If there was perfect conservation of energy all the way through, that antimatter going off would go off with exactly as much energy as you spent making the antimatter in the first place, because it would be annihilating an equal amount of matter as you also created while you were creating the antimatter.
Yeah, that's not basic science.
Yeah, okay, so how antimatter works, woo, scary. Conservation of energy is a very simple thing.
Maybe.
So no matter what you did to make
that... No one is applying that to antimatter.
Yes, but no matter what you did to make that antimatter can only give you back as much energy as you put in making it.
Let's go ask some people on the street about antimatter and
and see if they go, oh, well, yeah, obviously you get about as much energy back in as you put into it. I mean, that's just how antimatter works.
No, that's how everything works.
Doesn't matter. I guarantee people are like, I don't know. Antimatter does what the fuck it does. Powers the Enterprise, doesn't it? I don't know.
I think it's basic if you're into that type of thing, but if you're not, you're like, who gives a shit?
Exactly.
What does Robert Langdon do now? Does he escape?
Then there was the one where he was the NSA had a supercomputer that violated physics, and then eventually the supercomputer melted down because he felt like supercomputer was lame and lava pit was way better. Like, oh, okay. But in the meantime, it was exactly the same fucking story. Again, old mentor hires creepy assassin, turns out to be the bad guy.
I enjoy the books. I'm gonna say it.
You say it.
It's sad.
Well,
do you also enjoy Taylor Swift music? Because those are the same every fucking time, too.
Yeah, Shake It Off is fucking amazing.
Ah.
He also enjoys a pumpkin spice beer.
Oh. It wasn't pumpkin spice, it was pumpkin
that
beer.
That explains it. Noah likes Dan Brown novels, pumpkin spice, and Taylor Swift. Noah is a white chick.
As Noah rightly points out, it was not pumpkin spice, it was just pumpkin beer. But I did say to him, I'm like, are you a white girl?
At first I didn't get it, but I guess you were relating it to pumpkin spice, not actually pumpkin.
Right.
I think I've tried pumpkin spice once this season, but I like all the other ones, like toasted graham latte. Mmm, delicious.
I think I'd be okay with that.
Also, creme brulee latte. Delicious.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, see, that's the thing, is when we get far enough into winter that, like, the pumpkin spice bullshit goes away, and we start getting creme brulee stuff or eggnog stuff, I am all over that shit.
Eggnog is just elf jizz.
Dude, I'd take that straight from the pipe if that's elf jizz. That shit is delicious.
I used to love it, but it's just too thick now.
Have you ever mixed eggnog with brandy? You will love it again.
I mean, that traditionally is eggnog, isn't it?
Well, it's traditionally, like, I guess when you typically buy non-alcoholic eggnog, it's everything but the brandy. But lots of people just drink the straight nog, not with the brandy in it.
Right. But nog, I just mean,
I just drink that straight nog.
I'm just noggin.
We be noggin?
Yeah, that's it.
I don't know if this should go into my week. It was about a TV show I watched. Should I wait?
Didn't fucking stall that shit.
All right.
I had a birthday party/baptism for a 1-year-old the day after Halloween.
How'd that go?
That's a 1-2 punch I don't necessarily recommend for you people.
He got too much Chinese.
I did. I ordered Chinese food for 30 people, and apparently the Chinese food said, he means 30 people who haven't eaten in months. I had so much goddamn chow mein.
Oh.
I had all the chow mein. And then I put it in a gigantic Tupperware. Like, I started filling it from the little thing they gave it to me in and filled up this giant Tupperware thing. And I looked back at the thing it came from. I'm like, it doesn't look like I've done anything.
But isn't that amazing, like, what they can do to pack things into the takeout boxes?
But I've got, like, several pounds of chow mein in here. And I still have some left.
Yeah, it's like it's like vacuum sealed into that thing, and when you take it out, like, air gets around it, and it just...
let's see. The priest kept calling my son by the wrong name. So we're going to baptize Anthony. James, we're going to baptize... And then as we baptize Anthony, that would be James.
Did you correct him?
My wife did once, and my mom kept heckling him from the pew. James!
Nice.
And I said, technically the priest, so I can't remember who said, like, technically the priest baptized him as Anthony, so it's not really, so James is still technically, on a technicality, he can still sin his ass off.
Uh-oh. Christos Dominus!
Your child's Satan, Tim.
Yep.
There are some mornings or middles of nights when I would not dispute that.
Does his head ever spin around?
Only when I try and do a Man of Steel it to get him back to sleep.
Oh, no, Tim doesn't do that to his little child.
Oh, no.
Yeah, no, because you would do that once. And then you would regret it for the rest of your life, however short that may be.
Or you'd be like, that's the best decision I've ever made.
Or not.
Best decision I've ever made. Better than that time I bought Apple stock.
Then you'd be a Bond villain.
No.
Well, I'm, that's not a spoiler, Andy. I was just saying that that's a bad thing to do.
Yeah.
Okay.
I was just agreeing with it.
Halloween. Family. Oh, did I talk about the Halloween party last time? No, we hadn't talked. Yeah, I hadn't made it there yet. So I was dressed as Darth Vader, and I had this 70-inch Mylar balloon that was a stormtrooper. So it's like actually like six balloons sort of together, like there's an arm, another arm, a gun, two legs, the torso, the head, and they sort of attach. And so I dragged it around with me and then had like my iPad playing the Darth Vader theme and my iPhone playing Darth Vader breathing. And I was like, yeah, I'm going to win this costume contest. And I get up there. And then as I get up there, I'm like, hang on, my costume needs some explaining. So I take off the helmet, take off the rest of the costume, and I have my Superman costume underneath. And I punch the Mylar balloon so it flies away. And then I go, but wait. And I take off the Superman wig and take off the Superman costume. And like the people who go, they're like, there's another one under there. Like I audibly heard someone say that while like grabbing their head like, ah!
I can't handle it.
And then I grab the mic. I'm like, see, I'm a Starfleet officer inside a Kryptonian wrapped in a Sith Lord or a Nerdduckin. And so I won like a $100 Visa gift card. I was like, good for me.
Well done, sir.
And so then for Halloween, the actual Halloween, I was Darth Vader. Wife was Leia. Youngest was Yoda. And Michael was a stormtrooper. And the plan was to drag the Mylar balloon around with us on Halloween because that would be a funny visual.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't even make it down the driveway where all five balloons are just blowing every which way. Like, bleh, 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 bleh. I was like, fuck it, you're staying here. $20 well spent. And now it looks like an emaciated stormtrooper just guarding the fireplace because he's still upright. You know, like he's still floating in the air the way he's supposed to, but like he's just getting thinner and thinner. I was like, hey, Tracy Gold, have a sandwich. Yeah, that's a Growing Pains reference.
Oh, yes, it
the
is.
The anorexic gal. Yep. Oh, wait, she's not dead, is she? Hang on.
I don't know.
I know Dana Plato is dead, but that's a different sitcom. And I think that's it. That's all the exciting things.
You'll be happy to know Tracy Gold is still alive, Tim.
Good, you're faster on the Google than me.
Yay, no dead Tracy Gold.
Hooray!
I don't like it when people die.
Well, guess what? It's going to happen to everybody.
No, I'm not going to die.
Thanks to denial, I am immortal. thank you, Futurama.
Is that her now?
I said a bang.
I think she's still hot.
I said a bang.
Tracy Gold,
bang, bang,
you are certified
bang, bang,
bangable.
Bang, bangity bang. Milf, milfy.
I'm sure she'll be like, thank you, random guy I never heard of.
I never want to hear of again. You know who else is certified bangable? Leah Thompson. Certify that shit.
Yep.
Notarize it.
Who's Leah Thompson?
Stamp it on the butt.
The mom from Back to the Future.
Yep.
L.E.A.?
Yes.
She's all right. You know, she's good for 54, I'll say that.
Hell yeah, she is.
She's good for 27.
she's good
great.
For two, then a nap.
She's good for 69. Nang, ning, and nang, nang, ning, and nang, ning.
You dirty motherfucker.
She's on Kermit's top five list.
Yeah. And then in the elevator.
Yeah.
Cock blocking Gonzo. God damn it.
As you do.
See? You should be watching the Muppets, Noah. This is all the comedy.
No,
you're
no,
missing.
No. Gonzo's the cock blocker, Noah.
You okay.
Cock blocking son of a bitch. Quumph. Damn it. So, Tim, apparently we coordinated Halloween themes because we were all Star Wars characters, too.
Yes, I saw. Michael has the exact same pullover hoodie that Drew does.
That was Drew's I'm not wearing a costume to school costume. So he went as Darth Vader, sort of. Yeah, the teacher's like, nope, we're not doing costumes. Like, okay, buddy, here's your hoodie.
Did he already have that, or did you buy that just for this?
Oh, we bought it for that and for when we go see Force Awakens in California.
You're going to go see it in California?
We are. Well, we're going to be in California for Christmas, so we are going to see the movie while we were there.
Do you have tickets?
To see the movie?
Yes.
No.
No?
Tickets for the car that you parked illegally. Yes, to see the movie.
I was like, to fly to California? There's no something about airfare I don't know?
I just mean, like, I bet it's going to be sold out for a while.
Well, we're not seeing it on opening weekend. We're seeing it, like a random Tuesday or something like that week.
Yeah, sold out.
Oh, okay.
No, I'm just messing with you.
In Santa Maria, California?
Yep, sold out.
Okay.
Everything sold out.
Well, maybe we'll be seeing it when we come home from California.
I'm using all my savings just to buy out all my
I don't understand. We sold that out, but no one's here.
I'll be sitting, Andy, you couldn't see it.
I mean, there's one dude who's just been sitting in there all day. His dick does take up four rows, but it seems excessive to buy out the whole theater.
I like to stretch my dick out. I like to be crowded.
So similar to Drew's Joyless School, my work has, in the last couple of years, decided that they are the enemies of joy. And you know, we are a professional organization, and nobody has to dress up for Halloween or have fun in any way. And then, like, 2 days, I think, before Halloween, we get an email from corporate communication that's like, hey, show off your Halloween spirit by wearing orange or black on Friday. Remember, no costumes. Oh, it even said in there, like, it's like, witches, ghosts, goblins. And at the end, like, remember, no costumes. I'm like, witches, ghosts, goblins, don't dress as any of these. So I wore my hot. It was so fucking warm in there.
How warm was it?
So warm. I was a sweaty fat man inside a Chewbacca hoodie. But totally worth it. 100% worth it. We actually had, like, unseasonably warm weather that week. So it was, like, 70-something out of nowhere. I'm like, fuck it, it's cold, I'm wearing a hoodie. Yeah, so I walk in, and suddenly it's like, oh, I guess somebody didn't get the memo about no costumes. I'm like, a hoodie is not a costume, you racist.
Why is that racist?
There's still tickets for opening day in Redwood City.
All right.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't believe it.
Unless I click on one of these and they go, no.
Who the fuck do you think
you
set
off our trap card?
It's a trap!
It's a trap! Yeah, so lots of people laughed at the Chewbacca costume. I did get to make a Wookiee yell a couple of times. My favorite thing about the hoodie is that it zips all the way up past your face, so it's like just a full-on Chewbacca mask. I can be in there making faces at people. No one can tell. It was glorious. Oh, and I have a Nerf bowcaster that my wife got for me, too. So, complete the look.
Nice.
Yeah, so I realized...
Well, you couldn't have taken that to work.
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah, I did.
You took the bowcaster to work?
Uh-huh.
Now you've crossed the costume territory.
You're just asking to get shot.
Other people have Nerf guns at work, so I'm like, no. I just wanted to, you know, even out the armament, the arms race a little bit. That's all. That's all this is here for. Hmm. What do you mean this is the one that Chewbacca carried in the movie? That's amazing. Well, it goes really well with my hoodie then. Yeah, so I realized as I was doing all of that, like, my boss even comes over and he's like, you really do have problems with authority, don't you? I'm like, just a little. Like, I only rage so hard against the machine, because when it comes right down to it, the machine pays my mortgage. So then we went trick-or-treating, and my neighborhood is fucking dead. Like, we used to be the neighborhood that, like, other people outside the neighborhood drove into, but I think the fucking racists in my neighborhood got tired of that. So, like, fucking nobody had their lights on, nobody was handing out candy.
Wow.
Yeah, it was like one in every, like, maybe six, probably more like one in every eight houses actually had lights on. And this was at like 7:30. Yeah, so maybe this year was just, maybe I'm being a little bit too much with the blaming racism. Except that the HOA board also took the backstops off of the basketball court. Like, so just no hoops, no backstops, no nothing. Like, I asked around a little bit about it. They're like, oh, yeah, gang activity. I'm like, by gang activity, do you mean the black kids that live in this neighborhood were enjoying it?
Did you say that?
Yeah.
And?
Got uncomfortable looks.
I bet. Regardless if they're racist or not, you just called them racist.
No, I called the board racist.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh, I didn't ask the board. I asked, like, random neighbors.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah. Board's a bunch of fucking busybodies. Fuck them.
Speaking of, like, the neighborhood you go to... Instead of, you know, in your neighborhood, mm-hmm. like there's a gated off community within a couple steps from our house. So nice. That's where we went. And I was like, amazing. Or Jeff actually pointed this out. He's like, look how how green the grass is over here. Whereas we came from your neighborhood and the grasses are all brown or replaced with rocks. I was like, yep, these people have water money.
And are being assholes.
They also have water entitlement.
And so that's why I felt entitled to their candy.
Yeah.
Did you take a piss on the lawn?
Not officially.
Not that you could prove.
Actually, no, because I was in that goddamn Darth Vader costume, and it's like, if you have to take a shit, you got to plan ahead.
Oh, no. Which should be why you texted us, how does he shit in this? And I said, Tim, he shits in it.
That's why he's breathing like that.
Oh, it smells like shit.
Shouldn't have to die. Oh, it's so spicy and creamy in here.
Shall we get to movies and television before we wrap it up?
Or
did you have more of your week?
I have one quick kicking his feet story.
I kick my feet back and forth. 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 I kick my feet back and forth.
Oh, thank God!
Yeah, I knew you'd love this. So my kid's brushing his teeth. I'm about to kiss him goodnight, and then I go, "Hey, what's all this glitter all over your face, next to your eyes, all over your face?" He's like,
"Strip club, Dad.
I had a spider covered in glitter, and I put it on my face." I'm like, "I'm glad you're not working the pole, but that's a lot of glitter, like, right next to your eyes. Let's wipe that off." So I start wiping the glitter off, and then I realize he has glitter in his eyes, which was kind of the thing that I was, like, most afraid would happen. Partly because somebody had posted on Reddit. I'll give you guys a link to this.
Hello.
Hello.
But if you go back through her posting history, be prepared for some real eye horror. So Tim, you especially want to keep away from this.
Not looking at it.
So the one that I just linked you to is not that bad.
Nope.
It doesn't actually show any horror with her eye. But if you click back in any of the other ones that she links, where she's like, "Here's parts 1 through 9 of my drama with getting glitter in my eye."
Nope.
Basically, after seeing that, I think I developed a new phobia of, like, I'm like, glitter in the eye equals the eye comes out. So...
Never.
So instead of bedtime being, 8:30, 9 o'clock, like we were aiming for, I think we actually got him in bed at, 11, because I spent about an hour and a half gingerly picking glitter out of my son's eyes. So that was a fun way to spend the evening.
That's not kicking his feet.
No. That's glittering his eyeballs.
It's an eyeball horror story.
Yes.
I'm going to take the nope train out of town.
Yeah.
Nope, 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 nope.
Yeah, so that was super fun. Like, just wet washcloths and, trying to, run water through it, and then a Q-tip to, try to get it out of the corners of his eyes, and, folding his eyelids down and finding more fucking glitter under the eyelids. Yeah.
I think Tim loves it.
Once we got his eyeballs clean, I cleaned his forehead and his cheeks and then put him in the shower to wash it out of his hair, too. I'm like, "All right, buddy, no more motorboating glitter, spiders made of glitter, okay? Just, no."
What the fuck happened to her eye?
Yeah.
Damn it.
Oh, my God. That's terrible.
No.
Yep.
No. No. No.
Yep.
Oh, Tim, you ever seen a cow's eye?
Is there a specific famous cow that has an eye?
Dissect eyeballs.
Their eyeballs, their irises look different than ours. Like goat's eyes. Oh.
It kind of looks like that.
Nope.
Tim, take a look.
Nope. Shut it down.
I got to try to trick you to make you see it.
Shut it down.
Nah, I won't do that to you, Tim.
All right, shall we get to movies and TV?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Tancast Movie Reviews.
Tancast goes to the movies. Tancast goes to the movies. Tancast goes to the movies and talks about a shit.
Tanflix. So I think since the last time we talked... No. Oh, no. I watched it while I was down with my kidney, but we never talked about it. So I saw Lucy. It was... shitty.
Yeah.
For some reason, I thought you meant Lucille Ball's show. I was like, all right, well, way to get on that way. Fucking, we've all seen it. Lucy was meh.
Just the whole speech that Morgan Freeman starts out with, where he's like, "Nobody uses more than 10% of their brain." I'm like, okay, well, everybody knows that's bullshit, but fine, I'll go along with it for the premise of the movie. And then people start asking, "What if they use 20%? Well, if they use 20%, nobody's done it, but we think that they could probably control matter. And 30%, well, then we think they could probably control other people's minds. At
what? Why is he talking about old timey?
How?
Ah, He-Man. You've fallen right into my trap. I'm Morgan Freeman. As the penguins begin their walk across the frozen tundra.
Meh, see, meh.
Randy Dufresne was my friend.
Get busy living or get busy dying.
I'd like to tell you Andy fought the good fight.
But no, he got raped a lot.
In the butt.
I was wondering what would break first. Your spirit or your butthole?
Oh. Oh. I did not like that part of the movie.
No. No, no, no. Nobody did. Yeah, so, like, just that whole thing where he's like, nobody has ever done this before. So what would happen? All of these great things I'm pulling completely from my ass.
I wanted more action-y stuff, too.
Yeah.
Like, it just got to a point where she was just so badass, she's just like, I'm just going to make you freeze. It's like, well, all right.
Like, it was like she got so badass, it's like she can literally control reality now, but people are still dying because she couldn't be bothered to give a shit. I'm like, oh, okay. So Lucy's kind of a dick.
Yeah, I did kind of expect her to bring everybody back at the end, and I was like, oh, yep. She's not going to?
Nope, just
going to
leave them with a USB drive.
But it was a pretty sweet USB drive.
It was.
Yeah.
Shiny.
Hella gigs.
Hella.
You can't even count how many gigs.
Nope. It's not even gigs anymore. It's tears.
What's beyond tears? Peta.
Yep.
I know things.
I knew things.
What's beyond peta?
Exa.
File.
Exabytes.
Okay. Cool. We're not there yet. Are we?
Yeah. There are companies that have built exabyte storage arrays, I think. But it's like, you know, Google, Amazon, shit like that.
Interesting. Did you watch anything else?
I think I did, but I think I was also high on Percocet, so I can't remember.
I watched an episode of Ash versus the Evil Dead.
How was it?
It was good. Like, I would say if you're a fan of the movie, you would be a fan of the show. I feel like it does a very good job of capturing, like, the humor and, like, definitely, like, the filming style. A little bit on the, like, camp side, you know, as far as, like, creatures and, like, you know, makeup, but it was enjoyable.
Yes.
Tim was asking if, like, you've never heard of the movie, like, would you enjoy it? I was like, I don't know. I mean, it kind of reminds me of Reaper in a sense.
We had the movie at the house the entire time we lived there, Tim.
Uh-huh. And it was a horror movie, and I wasn't into horror movies, and I'm still not into horror movies.
Fair enough.
Yeah, it's not, I mean, yes, it's a horror movie like Cabin in the Woods is a horror movie.
I still only watched that just for, like, all right, why is everybody talking about this?
And what'd you think?
I could have just as easily not watched it.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah, that one seems like, this isn't, like, a horror movie. This is, like, all the horror movies. But you kind of have to be into horror movies to get, like, half the fucking references.
This is true.
I mean, I got it.
All right.
Whatever.
Oh, speaking of...
playing with horror tropes.
Getting the horror references.
Scream Queens.
Scream Queens, still freaking excellent.
See, that was another one you were trying to get me to watch. I'm like, nope.
It's not really horror. Like, it is. It's black comedy. Scream Queens is black comedy. But there's, like, they toss in a lot of references to horror. Like, one dude dies with nails in his face and falls down. I'm like, ha-ha, pinhead.
I don't think you're selling, Tim.
I hope you're not trying. I hope you're just like, oh, I'm just going to describe this because people listening might like it.
Yeah, that was the most of it.
The new thing I watched. Oh, I watched The Martian, which I mentioned. Yeah, I think that's about it.
We both watched Bond. Noah says you can skip it.
Yeah, you can skip it.
Sadness.
One thing we didn't talk about is on the Bond episode was how crappy the theme song was.
Who did it?
Sam something? Smith?
Yeah, Sam Smith.
I don't know who that is.
That dude, he just sounds like he's in witness protection.
All right.
Who are you? Sam Smith.
Oh, I see. I thought you meant like his vocal styling sounds like he's... I'm like, how do you sing like you're in witness
No,
protection?
Like that's a made-up name.
Yeah, he's pretty hot right now.
Hansel. He's so hot right now.
But yeah, not a great song. There's one scene in Bond where they're talking about touching things, and it was funny.
Feel free to touch it. Do you know what it is?
Yeah.
Go on and touch it. And we had a good giggle on that one.
We so did. Yeah, that's all I've watched recently. I might go see the Steve Jobs movie.
I'm intrigued by the Peanuts movie. I want to see that.
Hey, you mentioned it multiple times. I'm surprised. Why?
I'm a Peanuts fan.
Tim loves sucking on Peanuts.
He does. Yeah. So give him a big salty peanut, he's in heaven.
All right.
That's innuendo, Tim.
In your end.
And you know, taste goes out the door when sex comes innuendo.
Silly.
Dr. Marx.
Yep, I know.
Except it was like love, because it was the 30s and you couldn't say shit like sex. Well, let's see. I've been keeping up on Supergirl.
Haven't started that yet. How is it?
It's good. It's a little like they jam it. Like that pilot is very much like, all right, we're going to do all this stuff just so we can get started. Like we're going to go through this really fast. It's like, okay, so this person's there and that person's there and this person's there. And now she's in the costume. Go.
All right.
As opposed to, you know, like Daredevil, where it's like, okay, we're going to spend 22 episodes and now he's in the costume.
Yep. Well, he was in the costume. Just
no, he wasn't in the costume.
Yeah.
Although they do make a very clever reference in Supergirl where she's trying on different costumes. You may have seen this. It's in the trailer. Or it was in the initial commercials. And she comes out in what is her new 52 costume. And she's like, I'm not fighting crime in this. I wouldn't even wear this to the beach. I was like, anytime you can shit on the new 52, I'm all for it.
Oh, Tim.
Joker cut his face off and somehow grew it back again, Noah.
Yeah, that's what Joker does.
He's got healing, like, now? Like Wolverine level?
They had
level?
To explain why he used to look like Heath Ledger, and now he looks like Jared Leto.
Really?
No.
Oh.
I'm so worried it's going to be just a Will Smith vehicle. Like, it's just going to be... But I'm looking forward to Suicide Squad. I'm looking forward to
his rap song about Suicide Squad.
Yeah.
We are the squad. We are suicidal.
Deadshot, yo. Deadshot.
Cutting up on the ones and twos?
To the tune of some 70s song.
Wakatika, 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 wakatika. You know what superhero thing I am super excited for? And it's like a week away?
No.
Jessica Jones.
Is it that soon?
Yeah.
I thought it was like not till the 20th.
I thought it was the 16th.
I thought it was the 15th.
Of never?
Yeah.
I'm intrigued. David Tennant.
It is the 20th. Damn. 2 more weeks.
Damn. Where is that kid?
Damn. 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 Damn.
So, my Fair David Lady Tennant is in the new Jessica Jones series?
Not just in it, he is the Purple Man. He is the bad guy.
He's in it to win it.
Yeah.
I don't even know who the Purple Man is. I don't know Jessica Jones, actually.
I didn't either. Like, I read a little bit just to find out about it, and I'm like, okay. So she, like, super strength, super speed, like that sort of superhero. But then a guy with mind control powers basically took over her head and made her fuck shit up. So, like, she quit being a superhero once she got free of his mind control.
Yeah, she was like she had like a superhero identity, but now she just goes by Jessica Jones.
Yep.
She's like, I'm done with that shit.
Yep.
Although in the comics, I think like it involves the Avengers, and I think he rapes her at some point.
I think so, or maybe it was just the whole mind rape thing. I can't remember. Like I didn't want to read too much of it. I just wanted to people are talking about Jessica Jones like this is important, and I have no fucking clue who that character is. I should read a little.
Bless you. And I knew the Purple Man from the Avengers cartoon, not the current one that Noah hates, but the one before that. I think it was Avengers Earth Mightiest Heroes. They had the Purple Man come on and take over Iron Man's mind, and then Iron Man took over the entire world. All while Vision was asleep or something like that. So Vision woke up and he was the only one who was like, what?
Well, I guess I gotta go phase through shit, because that's what Vision do.
That's how Vision do.
That's how Vision get it done.
Uh-huh.
What else did I see? The Muppets continues to be good.
Uh-huh.
I mean, the last 2 episodes haven't been as good. They will never be able to top, I don't think, the Ed Helms episode where Swedish Chef sang Rapper's Delight.
Hello.
Hello.
Oh, my God.
As soon as that started, I was like, cut the check. We're done.
Yeah. They ruined that surprise a little bit by showing it on the preview, the ads coming up for it.
I had not seen the ads.
Good, because I was like, oh damn it. But then I thought, based on the ads, that it was just going to be like you get, you know, just sort of a quick joke of it. Nope, he just fucking does Rapper's Delight. I'm like, this is awesome. Like, they're just sticking with it.
This is on the most recent series?
This is, I think, two episodes ago? Three?
Okay.
Yes, it's the most recent series.
Got it.
It's The Muppets.
Yeah. Although they are apparently, like, they've renewed them for, or not renewed them, but they've ordered a full season, but they fired the showrunner, or the showrunner left, and they may be doing a soft reboot of the series for the last six episodes. It's like, we like you, please change what you're doing. Because, like, it's getting good ratings, but not good enough for the iconic characters that are the Muppets, according to some inside info. And I was showing my son some old, like the old classic Muppet Show, and I was like, the only thing I dislike about the new Muppet format is it doesn't really lend itself to this kind of crazy shit that doing a variety show lent itself to.
That is true. Yeah, I don't think you'd ever see, like, the Snoths? Is that what they were called?
You talking about Mahamana?
Yep, Mahamana.
Yeah. So I think if they retooled Up All Night to be more like Saturday Night Live, and then, like, they could just show sketches happening every so often, I think that would be good.
That would be pretty good. Okay. I'm gonna withhold judgment. See what they do.
I don't know if that's what they're gonna do, or if they're just, you know, if they're gonna ditch the whole reality show format and just go for a more straight ahead show. I don't know what they're gonna do.
Well, just the fact that you came up with a, you know, reasonable way that it could get zanier. Well, okay, all right. I'll wait.
Let's see. Supergirl, Muppets. What else have I been watching? Not much else.
Probably haven't been watching Fresh Off the Boat, because it's full of joy, and you hate that.
Nope. Haven't watched Fresh Off the Boat. Behind on Modern Family. Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. That's been pretty good.
It's
interesting.
I am all of the seasons behind on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Well, they have very interesting... Well, they had a very interesting cliffhanger at the end of last season, and it's shaping up to be... an interesting way to resolve it.
Interesting.
Yes.
Andy, going back to that girl, she lost her eye?
Yep.
Oh, why?
Oh, man.
Yep. To Glitter. Glitter took her eye. Not the Mariah Carey version, the stripper herpes version.
I was like, many people have gouged out their eyes while watching Glitter. I'm lucky to have survived.
Oh, man, that's terrible.
Yeah, it was terrible. Terrence Stamp is in it.
You scallywag.
Yeah, we surely let that contest fall by the wayside.
Oh.
What contest?
The worst movie ever contest.
Oh!
Just sapping our souls. Okay, well, let's make a pact. Let's try to knock it out before the end of the year.
I thought we finished it.
No.
No. All we did was at least the first round.
Meh.
We got it. Those movies have to fight each other to see who was the worst movie ever.
Yeah. All right, so should we put out an open call for a fan favorite, somebody to save from the scrap heap?
Sure.
All right. You have the list of losers, right, Tim? You've collected all those?
Yeah, Tim, Andy, Noah. List of losers?
Oh, got it. Okay, I'm with you. It's funny because it's true.
And I was at the top of the list.
Uh-huh. I was in the middle, right between two big
blacks. I have them on a notepad somewhere.
Good deal.
I might just have to go back and re-listen.
So, listeners... We want your votes. We want your input. We want you to tell us, you know, what got thrown out that you think should be back in to battle with the winners.
Andy wants one of his movies to be back in there.
Andy absolutely does, but Andy wasn't going to say that he did or which one, because Andy was going to be a gentleman, son of the mask.
What?
Huh?
What were you going to be?
Who?
Are you unfamiliar with the concept of gentleman, or did you legitimately not hear him?
I genuinely did not hear him.
Oh, okay.
Okay, he said he was going to be a gentleman, and then he put under his breath, son of the mask.
Got it.
The jokes are always funnier when you explain them.
I heard gentleman, and then I heard something else. I'm like, gentleman what?
I watched a movie called, or part of a movie called Back in Time, a documentary about Back to the Future. Pretty interesting.
It's on my Netflix list, but so are like 1,000 other things.
Yeah, I keep falling asleep just because I'm running out of night to do all these things.
Yep.
There's so much limited time in the world. How do you get it all done? I don't know.
You don't. That's the secret. You don't. You got to pick and choose.
I thought the secret was you imagine something and you wish for it to happen and then it does.
Yeah, no, that's bullshit.
Oh, okay.
No, it's true.
Nope.
Bullshit. I did it.
You can't control the universe.
I imagine having a big penis and boom, it's done.
So I can stop wishing for Ann Coulter's death? It's never going to happen?
Nope.
I wrote it down, my little secret
wish journal or whatever the hell they call it.
I don't know why people. I mean, I get the power of hope is like it's real. Like, you know, people can really fool themselves into that shit. But like, there are people who legit believe that shit. There are people who really think I'm going to put out positive energy into the universe and then it's going to come back to me. That's not how any of this works.
But if it makes them happy.
If it makes them happy.
Yeah, but the happiness is based on like bullshit hoping and wishing. It's like you're happy because you're thinking about that. You're thinking that future you is going to get this thing that present you is doing absolutely nothing to work towards.
But I mean, so much of our happiness is based off like shit that like is not necessarily going to come to be. Like, we've built this whole, I feel like we built this whole world of, like, happiness, of, like, oh, you know, I love this show because it really matters to me, and it gives me enjoyment. Sure, it gives you enjoyment. Does it really matter? Not really.
Well, no, that's different. I mean, that is, like, I am going to watch this show and be entertained by it. If the show stops entertaining me, I might miss that show entertaining me. Another show will probably come along.
But I think it's the same thing. They're getting happiness from imagining that they're going to get this thing. Right? And even if they don't get the future, like, you know, those keep perpetuating, like, oh, it's coming. I guess I feel like it doesn't matter so much how people get their happiness if they're happy, right? I mean, if they're not hurting other people.
True, but they're stealing agency from themselves. They're making themselves passive observers of their own life because now it's up to the universe of whether they get it or not.
Right, but that's just how. I mean, I don't know. I don't know if you can convince everybody, like, that's not the way to be, right?
I never said I was going to convince anybody that that's not the way to be. I just think it's bullshit.
Oh, all right. That's fair.
All right.
We got that straightened out, guys?
Yeah, we're good.
Okay.
Yeah. Andy gets to maintain his feeling of moral superiority. Noah understands that Andy is just completely unfixable. We're in a good place.
Great. So let's wrap it out.
All right.
Thank you for this week.
Send us your votes. Tweet them, post them. Send us your votes. Hopefully Tim will actually post a list so you don't have to remember or listen to all of those awful episodes again.
Hey.
What?
Those episodes weren't awful.
I know. Some
just
were fairly
most
amusing.
Of
Not today, 70-inch Mylar balloon.
It's true. This week, I hate employers that just pretend to have Halloween spirit.
Remember, never trust a wish to bring you true happiness.
Hey, look at us. We did it.
We done did it again. Yo.
Hello. Is it me you're looking for? 'Cause I wonder where you are. And I wonder what you do. Are you somewhere? Someone loves you. Tell me how to win your heart, for I haven't got a clue. But let me start by saying,
Tancast.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Tancast. If you liked it, please tell your friends about it. Post about it on social media, your Twitters, your Facebooks, your MySpace if you're stuck in 2007. Subscribe to us on iTunes and maybe even write us a review on iTunes. If you prefer to get your podcast on Stitcher, don't worry, Tancast is there as well. Go to Tancast.com for all your Tancast needs. Leave comments on this episode. Read blogs whenever we get around to posting them. And you can find links to our Facebook page, our Twitter page, and our Zazzle store. Thanks, as always, to DJ Technoid, who created the official Tancast theme, and big thanks to Angela, who created the official Tancast artwork. Alright, that's enough plugs. Time to end the show, but please, come back again next week! Please! I've been drawing Mickey Mouse the entire time we've been talking.
Nice!
How's it coming along?
Not bad. Oh, sorry, I've been drawing multiple Mickey Mouses.
Oh, okay. Very intricate.
Ooh, this second one's a little thinner than the first one. Mickey Mouse is losing weight.
You should talk to Tracy Gold about that.
Ah, call back. It's time for callbacks.
Then in the boop. Show, click. Speaking of not today's, you guys know how I have a long-ass commute?
Yes.
3 times this week, I went flying through a yellow light yelling, "Not today, yellow light!"
It's a good catchphrase,
isn't it? I love it!